KBOO News In Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
What is it that we leave behind? For those of us who've grown up on the internet, we know about some things you shouldn't leave behind online and some things that you will no matter what. Passwords, internet history, public posts, they're all things to be careful of who has access to them. But what about digital mementos? On certain email providers and social medias, there's an option to create a legacy contact to allow a loved one to inherit your data once your account is inactive for a period of time. To learn more about the importance of setting up a legacy contact, I spoke with Camille Demir, who works in social media and marketing. So you brought something to my attention that I wanted to ask you more about, which is emails and not being around to answer them anymore.
A lot of people don't realize that they have this whole treasure trove of information that doesn't actually have a legacy set up for it. Your emails, your social media, all of that. Yeah, what happens when you die to all of that stuff? It's not something that's fun to think about, but...
Well, I think that there's, you know, what would be the way to put it? Maybe like just like a trope in media that's like, if I die, like delete my search history.
Yeah.
But people don't think about what information might be something that a loved one would want to see.
Yeah. So yeah, there's the meme of like, who's going to be the one to go into your room first and delete your browser history? Is it going to be your best friend? Is it going to be your sister? A thing that people in those, or that people might not realize, is that you can't get into somebody's email. I mean, if you have the password, sure, but if you let Google or Facebook know that someone's died, that a loved one has passed away, if there's not a legacy contact set up on their profile, what those companies will do is just shut down that account and delete the records. And that actually happened to me because my brother died young, tragically and suddenly, and he had all of his photos in his Google phone, and I was so sure, oh, we're going to be able to look through all of these, but what ended up happening is we lost all of that information because he did not have a legacy contact set up at all.
That's really unfortunate, and I think, yeah, it is maybe morbid to think about, but, you know, people don't prepare for that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's uncomfortable to face the reality that one day we're not going to be alive anymore to keep sending emails, to keep taking photos, but it is a reality, and to face it for just one small moment and go and change your settings can prevent heartbreak in the future. And I guess that's what I really want people to know about.
Yeah, so let's talk through, like, what is the process? We could do it in my email right now if you want.
Yeah, sure. You should totally set up your legacy contact.
Here's my concern. My thought is that I would give it to my mom, but I don't know that she is as savvy at email as I am.
Okay, so what happens, at least in the case of Google or something like that, is it is an inactive account manager is what you're setting up. So basically, if your account goes dormant for 2 months, instead of saying, hey, are you still there? They have these other emails to reach out to and say, this person hasn't opened their email in 2 months. Maybe something's gone wrong. If it has, they set you up as the person to look through their stuff and to own their accounts. And so it will walk that person through. They have a whole system set up for this. They are prepared for it. It's just, you've got to do it in advance.
We're in my email inbox. Mm-hmm. I am a Gmail user.
There you go. So it would be under your account
settings, you think?
Probably. It's been a little bit since I've done this for myself, so it may be a Google account settings. Yeah. And then it looks like you can even search in the top bar and just type inactive.
Yes, inactive account manager. It looks like it's under data and privacy. So it says plan what happens to your data if you can't use it anymore. Interesting. Okay. Start. So like you were saying, it was 2 months of inactivity. Here it says 3. So it seems like
you can change it. Yeah.
3 months, 6 months, 12 months, 18 months. You could customize it. And they'll try to contact you before they give more info to somebody else.
So this is actually really useful too if you maybe forget the password to something too, if it goes dormant for 3 months. One of the things it can do is text you or text someone and say, hey, would you like to try to get into this account? But the added benefit of that for Google is that if you do pass away and there is an inactive account manager, that they can transfer that over if you, because you can share with Facebook, with Google. They'll ask to see a death certificate if what you're letting them know is that someone's passed away. Yeah. And then Facebook does have something set up. So if someone doesn't know about the legacy contact, what will happen is that their page can be turned into a memorial page. And you maybe even have seen some. So it looks similar to a regular Facebook page, but it just says in memoriam of the person. But if you set up the legacy contact, you can also choose if maybe somebody has the ability to look at the photos, all the photos that you had. I do know that Facebook specifically says your messages are not something that they will offer to your legacy contact. So if my brother had set up me or, you know, my parents as his legacy contact, we wouldn't have been able to see his like DMs with his friends, but we would have been able to see more photos than the ones that he chose to share with, you know, like just his family.
Right.
Or on his public page.
And were photos the thing that you felt was the most missing from the information that you got?
Yeah. So my brother had a Pixel phone on him when he crashed. And the cool thing about the Pixel Google phone is supposed to be that the photos are all uploaded to the cloud. So when he died, it was really heartbreaking to think, oh wow, all of these photos are lost. And then there was this glimmer of hope of maybe we could get into the Google account and see, you know, his last few weeks. Whatever he hadn't like uploaded online, but no, as soon as I let Google know that he had passed away, they were like, okay, thank you for letting us know, we've shut down his account and all of his data will like be deleted. And it was such a strange powerless feeling because there was nothing to be done.
Not what you wanted them to say in that situation, being the next of kin.
Right. Yeah.
And it's also interesting to think about, you know, digital belongings.
Right. Because if it had been 1980, we would have had printed out photos or, you know, developed photos and letters and, you know, whatever little scraps of notes, yeah, that he had in his house. But so many of those things these days are on our phones, are in our digital libraries. Mm-hmm. So yeah, every single photo that I've taken is not a physical form, but I know those would be precious memories to the people that love me.
Yeah, that's really interesting to think about. As somebody who doesn't back up her things in the cloud and sometimes struggles with storage space on my phone with a bunch of, you know, pictures of trash that I don't need anymore. But at the same time, you know,
right, but
it's a period of time.
Exactly. Like in the same way as, you know, whenever we've had to help out with a loved one's estate, the things that that person maybe would be like, oh my God, I've got to clean out my kitchen drawer. This thing is a mess. Now every single one of those things becomes like a little treasure trove for the person who loves you, who you're not going to take any more photos. You're not going to send another email. So I would love to see, you know, my brother's motorcycle photos from, you know, the weeks before he died. That would have been great.
Well, but now you're telling people so that, you know, can get into your email. And
yeah. And it's, you know, again, same thing as a will or setting up your medical directives. It's not fun to think about when those things would be necessary, but it's a 10-second little shift on your account and yeah, it can save some heartbreak. Contacts were a really hard thing just because of my brother and trying to get in touch with people who were his friends in Virginia. And I didn't have their numbers. I didn't necessarily know who they were, right? And if I had gotten his Google contacts from his phone, that would have been a good thing.
Yeah, this is in no way meant to be like Gmail promo, but a lot of people use Gmail and I'm setting mine up right now. You can add up to 10 people and it allows you to like toggle who gets access to what.
Right, exactly. So your sister can get access to all of your things, but maybe your mom only.
Yeah, there's also a lot more things attached to my Google account than I use. But I mean, everybody has a variety of stuff.
And not every social media or type of tech company has a legacy account, but a lot of them do. So it's just worth, you know, if there's something like your Drive, which maybe has your college projects in it, that would be something beautiful to look back on. Or if you store art somewhere, like making sure that somebody can get into there.
Yeah, definitely more so on like applications that store data. I don't know if Instagram would be necessary.
No. Yeah, exactly. So you can choose the things, but it also helps in case somebody might want to impersonate your loved one. It prevents that from happening too. It's just, yeah, it's just one of those things that should be on kind of a end of life list.
Yeah. Or even on people's, you know, like 101, get acquainted with internet security and don't post every single thing you do online. I think it could fall in there too.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good basic literacy. That would be wonderful for me if this became a thing that was part of just basic web literacy, is like who will have access to this if I can't anymore.
Well, thank you, Camille, for speaking to me about this. I appreciate your insights.
You're welcome.
That was my conversation with Camille Demir, who works in social media and marketing. We spoke about creating a legacy contact in your online accounts and email to allow your loved ones access to your data if you pass away. Find this story and more online at KBOO.fm. For KBOO News in Depth, I'm Althea Billings.